Can you comment on the issue of drug development to treat KRAS mutant colon cancer?
There's been probably dozens of companies and lots of money spent on anti-KRAS strategies, which is a big challenge, obviously. It's not the easy and most druggable target, as we all know. We imagine that blocking this target in a successful, durable way that can be administered to patients would be a good approach to treating KRAS mutant cancers, although we don't know, to be fair, because very few of those drugs have made it to the point where they can be administered safely, or we're confident that they sufficiently block the pathway. Some efforts have made the assumption, well, if you block downstream with a MEK inhibitor, well, that certainly will cover your RAS mutant cancers, but that hasn't been the case, as we all know. MEK inhibitors as single agents have not shown any activity at all in RAS mutant colon cancer and pancreas cancer. So efforts to block RAS are, you know, that's why great scientists are spending their careers dedicated to that problem, and there are a lot of them. And I think there is a way to figure it out, and it's just going to take some new pharmacology, new drug delivery mechanism maybe. There's some excitement in the immunotherapy community about thinking about RAS not as a druggable target with a typical drug, but rather with some adoptive T-cell strategies. So there is some excitement in this field that is renewed. We all want to see some durable RAS inhibitor make it to the point where it can be given to patients and be sustained.